Question is, what is the soul composed of? Does the composition of the soul change from the material world to the spiritual world? It's based on 7.7, 7.14, 8.3 from the Bhagavad Gita. No. Baldev Vidyabhushan in the Govinda Bhashya analyzes this elaborately. And he explains that the soul proper is unchanging. At the same time, the soul's consciousness changes. So, when now, because he is, the Vedanta Sutra essentially is an attempt to reconcile and explain difficult or contradictory statements from the Upanishads. So, in the Upanishads, some places it is stated very clearly that the soul is unchanging. Akshara. Bhagavad Gita also says that. And yet, there are other places that is said that the soul evolves, the soul's consciousness rises. So now, how do we reconcile this? So he explained that the soul doesn't change. Soul is eternally unchanging, but the soul's consciousness can expand or shrink. And according to the expansion or the shrinking of the consciousness, then the soul gets an appropriate body. So the soul's consciousness is shrunk, say, when the soul is in a plant's body. The soul's consciousness is significantly expanded when it comes to animal body. And in the human body, it is much more expanded. Now, when the soul moves from the spiritual world, from the material world to the spiritual world, it is not that the soul changes. It is the consciousness that changes completely. That means the consciousness becomes, firstly, materially disentangled. So, now, when I say materially disentangled, there are two things in it. Now, for example, when we say greed. Now, is greed just a desire that we have? Or is greed something that is there inside us? Like our lust or anger. Is there some place in the head where greed is stored? Or simply, I am feeling greedy. That means greed is a feeling that we have or a desire that we have. Actually, it is both. Krishna says clearly in the Bhagavad Gita that, for example, he says lust is situated in the senses, the mind and the intelligence. Indriyani mano buddhi rasya adhishtanam uchyati. He says in 3.41, he talks about this. 41 he says, 40 he says that situated, and 41 he says, therefore control, begin by controlling the senses. It's interesting here, when Krishna says this lust is situated in the senses, the mind and the intelligence, Krishna doesn't say that lust is situated in the sense objects. Lust is not situated in the sense objects. Lust is situated in us. So that means that lust is an object which is situated somewhere. But at the same time, Krishna in many places says one should not become lusty. Now here when he says we should not become lusty, that means that there is a desire or we choose a particular kind of desire. Or one should not become greedy. That means one should not choose greed. So what does this mean? Like I gave the example of a default program or a particular option. A computer may have option. Do you want to shut down the computer? Do you want to hibernate the computer? Do you want to cause the computer to sleep? Do you want to restart the computer? Whatever. Four options are there. So when you say lust is like one of the options there. So that presence of the option is like the objective reality of lust. And then our choosing that option brings that desire into us or triggers that desire in us. So when we say that the soul becomes disentangled, that means both. For the soul, around the soul in the subtle body, there is a covering where lust, anger, greed, envy are present. That covering itself is, the soul gets free from that. And not only the soul gets free from that, but also the soul no longer has the inclination for those kind of desires. So in that sense, the soul doesn't change, but its consciousness becomes completely pure. Because there is no surrounding layer of impurity, nor is there an inclination to choose impurity, even if it were presented to the soul. So in that sense, the soul's consciousness becomes purified. It is the soul's composition doesn't change. The soul's composition is always Satchitananda.